Standing Rock Sioux Veteran Service Officer Manaja Hill says the tribe's World War I code talkers served to defend their people and ancestral lands.
So their commitment and their willingness to fight for truly our way of life, our land, their families, their relatives, truly that's what it was. Because there was none of this patriotic stuff that goes on now. They weren't citizens. What they fought for is what they believed in, and that came from the heart. It can't come from anywhere else.
Hill adds that it was also less a matter of code-talking than of the Lakota simply speaking in their language.
During this period of time, I think very few of our ancestors knew the English language, and the people who were listening, even on our side, couldn't understand what they were saying. So I think that the term code-talker is actually misinterpreted to a large degree, because our ancestors didn't know how to speak English.
Notwithstanding, the Lakota code talkers helped win the war by baffling the enemy. The Germans had tapped the Allies' telephone lines and were successfully deciphering their coded messages, but they were not able to break the Lakota language. The Congressional Gold Medals are being awarded now after extensive research by the U.S. Army on which soldiers were Lakota code talkers. South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.